It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about President Trump's tax returns, tensions over the GOP's health care bill, and more in our weekly roundup of national politics.
First, a report from the Wisconsin Elections Commission shows that dozens of 17-year-olds voted illegally in the presidential primary election last April, but it may have been because of confusion over voting laws.
The Elections Commission discussed the issue at a meeting yesterday where they also approved a plan to send postcards to nearly 800,000 voters in Wisconsin to tell them they'll be removed from the voter rolls if they don't update their information.
Laurel White covered the meeting for WPR News, and she joins us now for details. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Laurel, let's start with that report of dozens of 17-year-olds illegally voting in Wisconsin's presidential primary election last April. What happened?
So we don't have an exact number, but basically what happened is the local elections officials around the state have to report any instances of voter fraud to the State Elections Commission. And, about 30 counties across the state reported instances of 17-year-olds voting. We got exact numbers from some counties. Other counties just said things like multiple. So the number is about 70. Across 30 counties in Wisconsin of these 17-year-olds that went and voted in the presidential primary last April, not the general election, but the primary.
So how was it that these 17-year-olds were actually able to cast a vote?
So what the Elections Commission is saying is that it's a kind of a combination of undertrained poll workers who neglected to check, the birth dates on these 17-year-old IDs when they went in to vote. And then there were also some confusing social media posts, the Elections Commission says, that were circulating around the time of the presidential primary that were telling folks that if they were 17 but were 18 by the day of the general election, that they could go ahead and vote in the primary. That is the case in some other states. It's not the case in Wisconsin. But some social media from presidential campaigns trying to promote that in other states could have bled over into things that, Wisconsin 17-year-olds could see. And then there might have been news articles along those same lines talking about 17-year-old voting in states that aren't Wisconsin, where it's legal to do so.
I mean, based on what we know, this doesn't look like allegations of widespread voter fraud. It sounds like it's 17-year-olds who were confused. Is that about the size of it?
Yeah, that's really what the Elections Commission is saying. They're saying that this is all based on anecdotal information. They said that they were getting calls. The Elections Commission was actually the Government Accountability Board back in April, before the board was abolished and replaced. But they said the Government Accountability Board was getting phone calls from confused individuals around that time saying, hey, I'm 17, I'm turning 18 before November, can I vote in the primary? Of course, official guidance was always no, that's not legal in the state of Wisconsin, but it sounds like about 70 teenagers didn't get that message, went to the polls, election workers didn't check their IDs, and thusly we had about 70 17-year-olds voting in the primary.
So are these 17-year-olds who voted in any kind of legal trouble?
So technically this is voter fraud, and voter fraud is a felony in the state of Wisconsin. What happens in this case is the local elections officials who've identified these individuals, they forward the case on to their local kind of the appropriate district attorney that would oversee these cases. The district attorneys on an individual basis decide which cases they're going to prosecute. The Associated Press did some reporting on this yesterday, and it sounds like the counties that had the most underage voters told the Associated Press that they don't intend to charge these 17-year-olds with fraud or with a felony. Rather, the Dane County District Attorney, for a more specific case, there were seven cases in Dane County, said he's reached deferred prosecution agreements with four of the seven. Deferred prosecution, for folks who might not be familiar, is where individuals can avoid a conviction if they satisfy conditions like completing community service. He didn't specify what's going on with the other three of the seven. We don't have a comment on that yet, but it sounds like the majority or at least, some of these 17-year-olds aren't going to be charged with a felony.
And Laurel, what's the action plan going forward? Is it public education for voters, or would it be also more training for poll workers?
I think more training for poll workers is something that's being discussed. When I interviewed the spokesman for the Elections Commission about this, he said that they hadn't had this problem before. There wasn't this confusion in 2008 or 2012 during the presidential elections. So I think it might be considered kind of an isolated incident tied to some of that social media, maybe some news articles. I'm not sure that folks are really expecting this to happen again. And the Elections Commission didn't receive any reports, at least as of yet. It does take some time to verify this, of 17-year-olds voting in the general election in November. So this might just be kind of a flash in the pan, a thing that happened in April, and we might not see it again.
We're talking with Laurel White right now, WPR State Capitol reporter. We're talking about yesterday's Elections Commission meeting. And Laurel, also in yesterday's meeting, a plan was approved to send out postcards to almost 800,000 voters to let them know that they might be taken off the voting rolls. So what's going on there?
That's right. So there's a part of this that's new and a part of this that's old. So every 2 years, the Elections Commission, or the statewide body that oversees elections in the state, sends out these postcards. And they send the postcards to people who haven't voted in 4 years. And if those individuals don't respond within 30 days to the postcard, they're removed from the voter rolls. So this is intended to target people who maybe have moved out of the state or who have passed away, just to keep the voter logs up to date. So that's something that we've been doing for a while. But the new thing this year is the state now has some data from what's called ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's a national organization that states can become a part of if they choose. And Wisconsin is a fairly new member to this organization. And they have some new info about individuals who have passed away or moved. So they're sending postcards to those folks as well. The $800,000 number of people receiving these postcards is a little bit in dispute. The Elections Commission says that the total number is about 776,000, but there might be some overlap between the people that they're getting from the ERIC list and the people who haven't voted for 4 years. So 776 is the biggest number possible. It could actually be a lot smaller than that.
So if someone gets one of these postcards and says, hey, you know, I want to be registered, I want to be able to keep that registration current, what do they need to do?
So you just respond to the postcard, and then you're still registered. If you, for some reason, don't get a postcard, you're removed from the voter rolls for whatever reason, you can always re-register. And in Wisconsin, you can register actually on the day of an election at a polling place.
So is the number of people added in, well, total, who are going to be getting these postcards, is that kind of consistent with the numbers we may have expected in previous years? Or does that bump up from ERIC change the numbers quite a lot?
Right. So I asked the spokesman for the Elections Commission that today. And he said, just like turnout fluctuates in the elections themselves, the number of postcards that they send out every 2 years fluctuates too. So he said, for example, in 2012, after the presidential election, the Government Accountability Board mailed out about 300,000 of these postcards, 299,748, if we're going to get specific. So this 776,000 number is certainly much larger than that. But as I mentioned before, there could be a substantial amount of overlap between those ERIC numbers and the numbers of folks that haven't voted for 4 years. So we're not going to know exactly the number for a little bit longer.
And Laurel, as we wrap up, there's a new online portal system to register to vote online. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the Elections Commission just gave a little update on that yesterday as well. The governor signed some legislation in 2016 that would allow people to go online to register to vote in Wisconsin. You just have to have a driver's license or a state ID card. The system went live in January, but the Elections Commission just did a little demo yesterday to kind of let folks know how it's going. And according to the Elections Commission, about 1,300 people have used the system already just in the past couple of months to register online to vote.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, and she joined us to talk about yesterday's Elections Commission meeting.